Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. I'm calling this program Just Charge It, as we'll be listening to music electronically charged, music that requires at least one of the instruments in the piece to be plugged in. None of the pieces are straight electronic pieces. They all combine tape or synthesized sounds with real acoustic instruments or with voices. Two of the pieces use the human voice. One uses the voice of geese. You'll hear four pieces which are very, very different from one another. If you don't like one, you might like the next, so be brave and stick around. There's a gender stereotype that suggests that women avoid technology and machines, but there are a number of women actively involved in electronic music. Historically, Bibi Baron and her husband Louis established one of the earliest classical electronic music studios in 1951. They are known especially for their electronic film scores for the 1953 films Bells of Atlantic and the 1956 Forbidden Planet, a personal favorite of mine. This was the MGM science fiction movie that helped establish the early association of electronic music with science fiction and outer space. Today, women are involved in every aspect of electronic music. This can involve the use of synthesizers, computers, tape recorders, any electronically generated, processed, or manipulated music. Women have designed equipment, developed computer hardware or software, and created electronic equipment. Let's begin in Russia, this time with Sofia Gubaidulina. This is her fourth quartet, which was written for and will be performed here by the Kronos Quartet. It was written in 1993. She uses a real string quartet, the Kronos, along with rubber balls and pre-recorded sounds. Here is what she says about the piece. I was working with the idea of three aspects juxtaposed. The first is the real, the concrete, the live playing of music. The second is the non-real, two tracks of pre-recorded music played a quarter tone apart, like a shadow of the real. The third is the use of darkness and light, a visual experience possible when the piece is performed live. Kronos listens in complete darkness to music of unknown origin, the recorded sound of rubber balls bouncing on the strings. Then comes the play of color and light, and finally, the performers begin to answer as though they are conversing with another world. And at the end of this drama, this conversation, the performers are playing with the same rubber balls. It's a quiet conversation between the real and the recognized, the unreal and the unrecognized, darkness and light. There's no crashing moment, no conflict or clash. It's an intimate conversation, serious and calm.